And now, for your listening pleasure.
I took a little break, and before I did that, I recorded 14 shows with Daily Thoughts. I'm back now, and it's Mental Health Moments Day, and I have a plethora of topics because people just keep showing me behaviors that are just off the wall. Hi there, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, high-value woman, and this is my podcast, Thrive, where you're going to hopefully thrive with me for the next several minutes. You know, I spent years trying to figure out what is truly wrong with someone I know. There were many times when everything seemed just fine, and then there were times when we barely got along. I am no diagnostician, not at all. But if I were to take a stab at it, I would have to say there's a lot of anger, and the anger stems from something someone else did. But as my attorney told me once, the living person gets the blame, even if the dead person was malevolently evil. Doesn't matter. The living person gets the blame. I got the blame. Unfortunately, nothing was ever resolved because there's always someone who would rather hold on to the anger than to let it out, or get rid of it, or put it on the right person, or just want to have everything better because it is within their power to make everything better. I tried for years. I'm tired. I'm done. This is, you know, this right now. This, you know, this, you know, this, you know. I sound like this, you know. I'll try that again. This, you know, my friends, is why I support getting therapy. I'm a life coach, not a therapist. I know the difference, and I can't be treating myself, so there you go. I call it what it is, hitting a dead end. It is difficult to let go, but holding on is even more difficult. I came home and I spent last week looking through many books and articles that I've saved on my computer, and this quote from Oprah says it all. If things go wrong and you hit a dead end, as you will, it's just life's way of saying it's time to change course. She's right. We will all hit a dead end, and my course had to change. Remember her words when you're staring at a dead end. It isn't easy to change course, but it may be necessary. Again, this is Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive. I've been having a little fun with my inability to speak correctly today, but it is what it is. Thank you all so much for listening, and that is a wrap.